Good day, good morning, or good afternoon to our friends wherever you are. Good night to me and to my friends here. Today we are the 12th of December 2015, and I am in my, I like to call this my hermitage in Vietnam. It is very warm still, so the air conditioner is on. I hope that it does not compete with my voice. So everything is going well here, and I am very happy to report that I am up to today's theme of our study together. I feel especially happy and joyful for many reasons. So we are approaching the holidays, and in Vietnam, they seem to be taking this very seriously. And so I have been exposed, invited, to many end-of-year parties. Last week, I had the chance to meet with all of my friends from almost everywhere in the world. They all came back here to Vietnam to meet as les anciens, as ex-students of the French schools in Vietnam before 75. So it was very difficult to recognize one another. I am the luckier one. I still have some of my hair. Most of them do not. I have only 30 more. I have only 30 pounds more than I used to have. Some of them have much more than that. But we had so much fun together. Today was another of those typical hectic days, and I didn't expect to be so busy and in my retirement, in my hermitage in Vietnam. But we, I started the day with my usual routine. Went to a meeting, again an alumni meeting with my friends from Dalat, and it was the same thing as with our other friends last week. Then just this evening, I was invited to a wonderful, beautiful, sprouting, small, young sangha in Saigon. The name is the Full Moon Sangha. And they had their end-of-year party together. And it was so nice. We started with a sitting meditation and a recitation. Then we had tea together, and there were an exchange of a gift. And I had to leave early to be with you. But it was very, very nice to be with them, to be with a young sangha, and the freshness of them, their enthusiasm in the practice, but also their they were very, I don't dare to use the word good, because good means comparing good bad, but they were really doing well in everything that they do, and it is so wonderful to see Thai's teaching now really manifesting in Vietnam in the way that it has for us in our small Sangha. So this small Sangha is one of six other which are studying in Vietnam, and they will all be together in Thai Plum Village for the holiday time. And I really see a beautiful blooming there. That was to answer to my brother Tony's question on how Thai is continuing in the world. And I'm so happy to say that even as we know that Thai is still trying to rehabilitate, and it is still a very slow process, we can see his continuation in those young budding Sangha. And I was sitting with more than 20 people in that apartment, and they were all in the in their 20s. Yeah, the Thai is really continuing well here also. I had to leave early, and they were also very curious to know about you, and I have promised them that one of these days, when conditions allow, we will have them with us so that they can also be with their American brothers and sisters. Considering the 12 hours difference, that can be difficult logistically. But please do know that you have a younger sister Sangha starting in Vietnam, and it is so beautiful to see. And before I left, they gave me a beautiful gift, and I want to share it with you also. So this is just a new print, and it is the translation of Thay's book, Being Peace. So you can see how Thay's teaching in America is now really coming back to Vietnam in the form that we have been taught. So that was my my joy and happiness today that I wanted to share with you. Hey, who and Kitty? Nice. So this month we are looking at the exercise 5 and 6 of the 16 mindful breath and joy. We have been studying the Anapanasati Sutra, starting with breathing in, breathing out, breathing in a long breath, breathing out a short breath, breathing in and being aware of our whole body, breathing in, breathing out, and calming our whole body. With those four exercises, we have learned to stop and to come back to this present moment, to come back to this only moment where life is, to come back and to be in touch with our body, to be in touch with our body through our breath, to be in touch with our whole body, to go in our body and to look at our body and to be aware of the body in the body, to be with and to calm our body, to ease, to relax, to take care of our body. I think that again we have been very quick in the study, and I will invite us to stay or to stick or to not let go of those practices yet, but to keep them throughout. I was to say the course of the year, but it will be good if we can keep it throughout our life as practitioners. I know that Thai in the state he is in right now, where he is also practicing the first four exercises of the Anapanasati Sutra. And especially in his condition, he's doing his best in order to practice in out, long shot, aware of body. And for him, it must be very difficult to practice aware of body, or to practice aware of the position of the body, or to be aware of the movement of the body. But because he has been trained, because he has trained himself, he's doing that right now. And if we are doing it, we will be doing it for him also. So my invitation to us all is to keep practicing, breathing, smiling, walking, sitting, lying down in mindfulness, so that we honor and we help our teacher. So those were the four first exercises that we have been studying together and that we will continue to practice together. Today, we were to study about the practice of joy and happiness. Joy and happiness, there's so much to say. It is at the core of our practice. And if you recall, I have spoken about, or I have described Thai's teaching as being the teaching or Thai's practice, or Thai's practice that has been taught to us as the practice of joy. The practice of joy in the moment, of the moment, or the practice of the moment, in the moment, for the moment. We are practicing joy continuously. So how is it that we are practicing joy? For me, it is about the fifth and the sixth. Breathing in, I feel joy. Breathing out, I feel joyful. And I have also noticed in my practice that when I am joyful, and when I am practicing the fifth, I can see that there are many conditions, or many type, or I don't know which word to use, but joy seems to be such a generic term to describe a pleasant feeling in our body. To describe an emotion, to describe a mental formation. When we practice joy, our joy as we, I lost my thought. When we are practicing meditation, and meaning when we are practicing breathing in, breathing out, stopping, we are practicing also at looking at what is going on in the present moment. We are aware of our body, we are aware of our emotions, we are aware of our feelings, and when we are practicing the fifth, we recognize that joyful feeling that is arising. And we look at it, and we, because of our mindfulness, and because we are there with our in-breath, out-breath, and we are mindful of it, we can recognize the joy that has arisen. We stay with it because we have also trained ourselves to be able to stay with our in-breath and out-breath. And we stay with our joy, and we look at it, and we can see that the joy has conditions to it. So the joy that we experience when we are starting to practice, the joy that we can feel or we can recognize when we start to practice with the stopping. To be able to stop in the midst of a busy day, to be able to stop before we pick up the phone, to be able to sit down in front of our altar at the end of a work day, to be able to stop our daily routine or our daily busyness, to set it aside and to go for our Tuesday night session meditation in Pittsburgh, or to go to a weekend retreat, or to go to a 21-day retreat, we experience peace, calm, and joy. And that is a thing called the initial joy of meditation. When we enter the practice, we can experience that type of joy that the practice of stopping can bring about. Thay, in his book, has given the example of going out to a ride on the countryside and leaving behind the noise and the busyness of the city. And that is the type of joy that we also experience when we practice in meditation. And so that type of joy is maybe very different from the joy that we may have experienced seeing something happening that we have been waiting for. The example of the traveler in the desert, seeing a cool stream of water, feeling joy because that was what he needed. And that is the what I think has been our experience in when we begin in this practice. And in the writing there, there's an attempt to divide or to segregate joy into three types. The type of joy that comes from the sense pleasure, or from the thinking. But the type of joy that that is about the fifth It's more of the joy that arises from what I call throwing away. And there's a very famous a teaching that I will always remember. It's about, and one of the first teaching that Thay has taught us in Montreal, and it's about cow releasing. So when Thay thought about the story of a farmer who was so distressed because he lost his cattle, and asked the Buddha and his Sangha to help him find them. And the Buddha, after that encounter, has addressed his monks and say, monks, do you realize that you are the happiest people? And you are happy because you do not have cow like that poor farmer. And Thay invited us to look at our life and to identify the cows in our life. And to look at what we have considered to be very important for our well-being and happiness, and to look and to see if what we have been thinking has its reason, or if those conditions that we thought were essential to our well-being were not indeed what is binding us and keeping us away from what we need, which is our freedom. Talking about the cows, a story come to mind. Some years ago, many years ago, in the beginning of my practice, I was in Plum Village, and Thay asked his attendants to call me in for an interview. One interview. I was very so we spoke, and on the following day, during the Dharma talk, Thay asked me, "And Cheng Hui, have you considered my offer?" And the offer was to go to Plum Village to help set up a fourfold community in the middle hamlet. At that time, my children were, my two daughters were 2 years old and 4 years old. I was very young and also very shy, so to have Thay call me up and ask me that question was an experience. And I don't know how, but I came up with the answer, Thay, I need to consult with my cows. And Thay just smiled very tenderly and said, "Oh, and how are those I don't know which word to use, the baby cow, calf. How are those calves doing?" Because Thay knew about my two daughters, and Thay also named them. So the name that Thay gave them was Nang Mai, Morning Sunshine, for the elder one, and Makhan, the virtue of silence, for the younger one. I wish that I could tell Thay now that they are not calves anymore, but they are And they are not cows either. So they are not calves and they are not cows. And they are very free and happy. And that I am freer than I was. Well, I guess that he knows. So what are the cows in my life? What were the cows in my life? I have many cows, and thanks to Thai, I have been able to look at and release some. But some I could not or would not. And my daughters were the example of cows that I could not release. But talking about cows, I have also told this story many times over, and I have also shared a conclusion that I have come to. And it is also a teaching from Thai. And cows are cows because, not because they are cows, but because they, because we treat them as cows, or because, or they are only cows because they are cows for us. A cow is a cow only if we make them a cow. And Thai often teach his monks about their career. And Thai always say to his monks that the most precious belonging of a monk, well, I say a monk, but the most, well, if it is precious for the monks, it is also for us practitioners. Are their understanding, their love, and their freedom. And among those three, they say that's the true belongings, and that's the destiny of a monk. So we are practicing in order to have more understanding. We are practicing in order to have more love, and in order for us to be able to practice understanding and love, we need to be free. We need to free ourselves. And the practice to free ourselves begin with releasing our cow, to give us the conditions that we need in order to be able to be more engaged, more committed, and more diligent in our practice. So the joy that in that context is what we is what is called the joy that arises from releasing, the joy that we can feel when we are shedding, throwing away, setting aside what is weighing us down, our worries, our difficulties, our problems, how it is that we can free ourselves from them, how is it that we can set them aside, how is it that we can throw them away so that we can be light and free to walk on this path. The joy of so that is the initial joy, and it continues on, or it can continue on with what we call the joy that is born from mindfulness and the joy that is born from concentration. Because we are mindful, we can be in touch with the element that are beautiful and that can bring us joy. Because we are mindful, we can touch, we can feel, we can be in touch, we can be with that joy that we can recognize and we can identify and we can see, because we are present, because we are available, because we are there, and because we are there, we can see it happening, we can see it there. I have spoken in retreats a lot about waking up in the morning to greet 24 brand new hours. To be able to wake up smiling is a practice of joy, is a practice of mindfulness. And the joy that is born from the mindfulness, from the awareness, from the recognition that it is so wonderful. The joy that is born from mindfulness, the joy that allows us to be in touch with those beautiful elements that are happening all the time. The same energy, the mindfulness that keeps us aware of the miracle of our eyes, of the miracle, of all the miracles that are happening all the time. But as much as we know how wonderful it is to be able to look at the beautiful blue sky and to nourish ourselves with that beautiful blue sky, we also lose that feeling, or we also lose those opportunities, because our mind, our worries, and everything else is creeping in and taking us away from that place that we want to be. And that is why we need to practice right diligence. We practice so that we improve our mindfulness and our concentration. And the concentration is what allow us to stay or to be with those wonderful elements that we know that bring us joy. And some authors or some teachers are talking about the three types of joy. The joy, the initial joy of mindfulness, the joy of releasing, the joy that is born from releasing, from unloading, from throwing away, from shedding away, and the joy that is brought by concentration. So those are the three type of joy that we are practicing and that we are cultivating with our practice in our daily life. The practice in our daily life that is about practicing joy in each moment for the joy of the present moment. And when we are staying concentrated with that practice, we are practicing the sixth exercise. Practicing the fifth is also practicing the sixth, and we are practicing joy and happiness. In Vietnamese, we have that a small saying, Thiền duyệt, Thiền duyệt, Vi thực. Meditation as the practitioner daily food, and practicing with the fifth and the sixth we are nourishing our body and our mind with the joy and happiness, and that is the type of food that we can give ourselves, or that is given to us when we are practicing mindfulness meditation. So breathing in, breathing out, coming back to the present moment, being in touch with the miracles that are happening, generating joy, the present moment, touching the wonderful healing and beautiful elements that are around us, watering those seeds of beauty, those seeds of love and compassion that we have inside of us, the daily practice that we are doing with our mindful breathing and our mindful walking. In our experience, in our daily life, we have encountered difficult situations. I have been through difficult conditions that has brought me to this path. This practice has helped me cope with and go through them. It has not stopped difficult conditions to happen to me, and they have continued. But because I have had the chance to get the teaching and to receive the teaching and to have and because they have helped me, I know that I can have faith and trust in the practice, and that what has kept me in the practice. I am very thankful to have had those teachings that I know will always be there for me in time, in difficult time. I wanted to talk to you about Sangha and Sangha building. I know how precious and how valuable the teaching and the practice can be. I also know how important it is for how important the it is to practice diligently and continuously. And that is why it is so important that we practice in Sangha. It is not easy to remember and to stay or to stick with the practice if or by ourselves or on ourselves. And being here in Vietnam, far away from you, I can never thank you enough for this type of meeting that we are having. When I receive an email from my brother Tony, when I receive the invitation from brother Antonio, reminding us about the next e-talk, and sending us all the pre-reading material. You are my Sangha, and even if I am very far away from you, like across the globe, your presence through those email, through those contact, reminds me that you are there and are helping me to stay in touch and to be practicing with you. I have shared with you at the beginning of the talk how happy I was because I have had the chance to be sitting with a group of young people practicing in our tradition. And when they're sitting together, so happily singing, exchanging wishes and gifts, I really felt the love and the embracing compassion that I felt in my first retreat in Plum Village. And that's what I told them. I said, you know, it is so warm and wonderful to be sitting here with you. It is not any different from the feeling that I had when I was sitting in Lower Hamlet Meditation Hall, when it couldn't hold more than 40 people, and Thai was with us. And this is so wonderful. And I felt happy. And that are the type of environment conditions that we need in order to be able to, or for me to be able to keep, I was about to use a word that may sound a little bit arrogant, but it is about polishing and improving on the quality of our practice. And we know that when we are practicing and that we are continuing to practice, there are subtle changes that are happening. When we have started to practice breathing in and breathing out, we have experienced the first joy, the initial joy of the practice. But when we keep on doing it day in, day out, year after year, we will or we can see that the breath, the quality of the breath is not the same as it was when we have started. There are very subtle changes that can only happen with our continuing and diligent practice. And in the same way, when we are talking about the joy of the practice, or when we are talking about the happiness, or when Thay is teaching us that there is no way to happiness, that happiness is the way, the same word, the word joy or the word happiness, does not have the same meaning. Our understanding of those words are also changing. When I first studied the Anapanasati, and I went to the fifth exercise, breathing in, I am experiencing joy. Breathing out, I feel joy. It was okay. Yes, it was joyful, and yes, I did experience joy. Breathing in, I am happy. Breathing out, I'm happy. The understanding, the concept, the feeling are not the same. And joy and happiness, for me, is not something that is conditional or that is different from whatever is in the present moment. Happiness for me is not so much of that wonderful place where there is no suffering. Happiness is what is really happening in the present moment. Happiness is not that place up in the sky or in the cloud, where there is no violence, where there is no. Happiness is here, right here, where our feet are standing. And I don't know what you think about that, or I don't know how you may or may not agree with me on what I just said. But I don't, maybe I will invite you to another homework, well, not homework, but exchange in Sangha, in Dharma discussion, about our experience and concept of joy and happiness. What is joy for us and what brings us joy? And also about our happiness. What is happiness for us and what brings us happiness? What are the conditions of our happiness? What makes us happy? I think that would be a very interesting conversation that you can have together. And with that, I will end the talk here. And I will also take this opportunity to wish you and your family a very happy holiday season and a very happy new year to come. I will be back in Canada to be with my children for Christmas. And after that, I will treat myself with a trip to Italy for 10 days to visit my brother Tony homeland. And with that, I will bow out and wish you a happy continuation.